Just in time for summer, the folks at Epic Brewing have released a new canned cocktail, the Utah Margarita. A delicious blend of real lime and agave, the Utah Margarita is ready to drink by the river or in the park. And here's the kicker, no need to buy it at a liquor store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's, or visit Epic Brewing on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. Here's what Salt Lake's talking about today. Dating sucks. Dating in this city sucks. But the silver lining is that the stories, the awkward date stories here are just gold. We've been collecting yours, and today a very special guest joins me to read the cringiest and zaniest ones. He's the host of KUER's Radio West, my former boss, and an iconic Salt Laker. Doug Fabrizio is in the house. It's Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. I'm Ali Vallarta, and this is CityCast Salt Lake. Doug Fabrizio, welcome to CityCast Salt Lake.
Ali, hi.
It's so good to have you. My heart is bursting on this Valentine's Day, having you on this show.
Bursting. I love that idea.
Bursting.
Is it okay. Actually bursting?
It is actually bursting. It actually just ripped into my Utah flag t-shirt that I'm repping today. Okay, so here's what we're going to do today. People have heard you on Radio West for more than 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for lending your talents to us this Valentine's Day. This is the premise.
All right.
People, listeners, have written in their true awkward dating stories to us, and now they are going to be gasping and giggling as you and I read them out loud, both back to them and to a new audience. We've got like six tales that we've pared down, and I think you should go first. Just kick us right off.
All right. I'm jumping in. Here we go. We met online, texted, talked on the phone, and decided to meet in person. I arrived a bit early and was eagerly looking for the person who would match their dating site photo. I didn't see him initially, so I sat where he could see me. And a guy did approach me, saying he recognized me from my dating photos. But obviously, he had aged a decade or two from the photos he had posted of himself. We broke the ice with some small talk, ordered coffee. And while taking our first sips, he said, I didn't feel like putting my teeth in today. What? I had gotten dressed up and put on makeup, and he didn't feel the need to put in his teeth? That's...
Oh my God.
What is that about?
This is an epic tale of giving up before you even start.
Honestly. I feel like when you're having these first encounters, is there a deal breaker? What's the deal breaker? When do you think, nope, this is not going to work? Or when do you say, all right, I'm going to let that pass? But it seems like, how do you let the teeth thing pass?
I think trying at all is non-negotiable early on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you're looking to be in a relationship with someone for a long time, you have your whole lives to stop trying, right? It's like, this is the time to try. If the first date is like not worth it for you, why are you there?
Yeah.
Like, go watch a movie.
Yeah.
Go watch someone else be on a date.
Well, and it's the photos thing is interesting too. Like, I've been off the market for a while. So is it a thing where you have like really young photos or photos when you were in really great shape that don't match reality? Is that still a thing?
Well, I don't know, because personally, like, I'm dating people in their 30s, so like by and large they're looking pretty good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have to ask you, Doug, like, do you have friends that are on the apps where age in photos could be mysteriously interpreted?
I'm in that part of my life where I have friends who, in fact, I have a friend now who just got divorced and he's just entering this new phase of his life, and I think he's having to figure that out. But, you know, I'm not in my 30s and neither is he.
Right.
And so I wonder if it's a different world for that age group. I don't know. It's interesting.
I have to tell you, like, to answer your question about whether people lie in their photos, I recently was sent a screenshot of a man on Hinge whose photo was Shia LaBeouf, a shirtless, famed celebrity, Shia LaBeouf. And it's like, I don't know, at that point, like, I guess you're just hoping for the best, hoping you meet someone who doesn't know who Shia LaBeouf is and gives you a shot. But like, that's real.
Was he trying to be ironic?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows, right?
It was a photo of Shia LaBeouf smoking a cigarette, shirtless, and then he had a knife like tucked into his pants. So also vaguely threatening.
Was there a caption that said, just do it?
There was no caption. The caption was like, hi, I'm whatever, Jake. Like, I'm 31. I'm a front-end developer. Like, yeah. Let's get a drink, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Red flag.
Anyway. Okay. Here's another story. I'm going to read this one. I tried online dating for the first time, and we went to one of the very few restaurants in Logan at the time, the gas station Indian food place. If you know, you know. So we sat down, and it was awkward, as first online dates usually are. And then she looks over and goes, Mom? Dad? She was a local, and it turns out we were seated right next to her parents in a tiny restaurant. It got worse because it turns out her dad was a professor in the department I was studying in. So we spent the whole day talking to her parents and her dad about my research, and I was trapped having to appeal to them on two fronts. I think that just killed it, and there was no second date, even though I had already met the parents.
That's great. It makes me think about Logan.
Right.
And the restaurants there.
Dating in a college town is tough because you're just like, everyone's quite young or like a professor. It's a really small pool. Okay. I actually have another one for you, Doug, that's kind of a bonus, speaking of meeting the parents. Mm-hmm. It was a really long voice note that someone left, so I'm going to paraphrase it. Ready?
Yeah.
So this young woman who lives in Salt Lake, now about my age, she decides to go out on a date with this guy. They go to a Bob Dylan concert, pretty impressive first date.
Yeah.
And afterwards, she's like, not sure she's feeling it, but he helps her write a paper into the night that night. So he's like, have I earned a second date? And she's like, yeah, you have. So he's like, I propose for our second date. We go to this kind of thing that some of my friends are doing. Like, they all rented a house on Bear Lake, and we're going to be like kind of just chilling, and it'll be beautiful. It's summer. We'll like swim, hang out by the lake. Everyone there will be really fun. You should come. And she's like, well, okay. Like, this seems like a kind of intense second date, but also, you know, we all know that a cabin on Bear Lake is sort of sought after. So she agrees to go.
Yeah.
The morning of their date, he goes to pick her up. She opens the front door. He is standing there, blood dripping out of his face. His cheeks are stuffed with gauze. He has had his wisdom teeth removed that morning.
What?
She gets in the car. She's like, this is strange. And in the car is this lovely young couple who she figures out very quickly are his sister and her fiance. Hmm. And she's like, oh, your sister's here. Okay, like usually, I don't know. I guess siblings like hanging out sometimes, but like this feels a little intense. So they hit the road and he is starting to look unwell from this surgery. And she finds out in chatting with his sister and her fiance that where they are headed, Doug, do you want to guess? Do you want to guess where they're headed?
No, I have no idea. What do you mean?
The family reunion.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you should have seen that coming, maybe.
Really? It's their second date.
Well, yeah, it's true.
So they are too far to turn around. They arrive at the house. She's like, there are like 30 family members there. We've got cousins. We've got aunts, the whole crew. They're so excited we're here. They're waving us in. Oh my goodness, it's so nice to meet you. He must really like you. He never brings girls around. Mm. This is so great. Meanwhile, he is starting to look increasingly pale, right? So he's like, I'm going to go lay down because I just had teeth ripped out of my face this morning. And she's like, no problem. I'll just have, you know, ham sandwiches on lime rolls with your family here at Bear Lake that I don't know on our second date. So she's chilling with the family. They're like making wedding bell jokes. She's trying to go with the flow. And finally, she gets up the courage when he awakens from his like slumber and is looking much better to be like, we need to go for a walk and have a conversation.
Wow.
And so they start walking down towards the lake and she's like, you got to take me home first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You understand. And he's like, I get it. And he says, this is my favorite part. To be fair, I did tell you it would be a group of fun people, and my family is really fun.
Oh, how adorable.
And she's like, love that for you.
Yeah.
I got to go home.
Yeah.
So this is the final act. As they are walking down towards the lake having this conversation, they see something running towards them. Is it a dog? Is it a cat? It is screeching.
What?
And all of a sudden, he just turns to her and is like, run. So they turn around and start running back to the house, being chased by some like crazy animal. They bang on the sliding glass door. The family opens the door, lets them in. They slam the sliding glass door. And what crashes into the glass in that moment but a seemingly rabid skunk?
Wow.
And she's like, we went to bed and we went home the next day. And that was our last date.
This is an epic story.
I know.
Wait. So
right here in Salt Lake City.
So it's not a meet cute. Because you could see how that would be a setup. Like, this was a disaster and then happily ever after the ending, right?
Yeah. I mean, I do like those, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
you do.
I feel like a lot of the best friendships, you hate each other in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe to your first question about like, how much do you put up with on the first date? If someone inspires something in you, even if maybe it's loathing, maybe you should kind of just roll with it. The Living Traditions Festival is back in downtown Salt Lake City, May 17th through 19th, and this is when I come alive. It is so easy to sell me on 3 days of Washington Square and Library Square converting to a global food court, and this festival has truly been one of my favorites for years now. Living Traditions convenes the diversity of artistic traditions, food heritage, music, and art from the many cultures that have made Utah their home. You can expect everything from live music and dance to hands-on workshops, a little shopping, Sundance film screenings, and Bohemian Brewery. There is something for the whole family, and it's free entry. Come celebrate all of the rich cultures that make up our community. Find more information on the festival and view the full program guide at livingtraditionsfestival.com or on Instagram and Facebook at SLC Living Trad. We talk a lot on this show about our city's crown jewels. What are the institutions that open doors in our community and regulate its pulse? I choose Salt Lake Community College, and it is a home for incredibly focused Salt Lakers. Nearly 80% of their students work while going to school, many full-time jobs. If I could do college all over again, I would not be 33 and sitting on these damn student loans. And slick students aren't. 80% graduate with little to no student loan debt or save thousands knocking out credits before transferring to a four-year institution. Every day, Salt Lake Community College is transforming lives and communities through education. If you want to learn something new, refine a trade, or pursue a higher degree for the first time, explore your options at slcc.edu. Study alongside hard workers, save precious money, and be one in a class of 19, not 100.
Okay, so let's talk about a story that might have a deal breaker moment here. Okay, are you ready for this next one?
Yep.
All right, my most awkward dating stories come from my time as a student at BYU. We were talking about college romances. Okay. I had gone on a couple of dates with this one girl that lived in the same apartment complex that I was living in. And I decided to stop by and say hi. She and her roommate had all these catchphrase game cards spread out over the kitchen table and had black Sharpie markers in their hands. And when I asked what they were up to, they explained that they were censoring the inappropriate words from catchphrase. Needless to say.
No.
I know. Needless to say, I didn't ask her out again. Pretty clear deal breaker. But I wonder, is there a lot of kind of stuff at BYU? You know?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that like dating and like romance is all about like
trying to figure out what your body is telling your brain and like process that. And I think in at BYU in particular, that's probably really, really stressful and exhausting.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah. I think you're looking for someone who gets it, like gets you mm-hmm. or gets the joke, or, you know, at least in this case, you can tell right away, like, no, this is not going
to
work.
I mean, look, there's an alternate ending to this story where this person is like, hand me a Sharpie. I see Bastard over
right.
there.
Yeah.
We got to get that sucker out of here. Holy heck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Fudge that.
Yeah. Fudge that.
But now they know.
And now they know.
Okay. Speaking of, there's someone for everyone. Listen to this one. One fateful Sunday, I met up with this guy at Trolley Square for dinner. I started asking him about his interests. He turned to me and asked if I believed in monsters. I said, oh, like Sasquatch and the Loch Ness Monster, giving him the benefit of the doubt. His response was, no, like vampires and werewolves. I spent some time trying to hunt them. I truly believe there's something more out there. At this point, I became genuinely curious. So I asked if he was ever successful. He told me he was pretty sure he was getting close to finding something because a statue of a gremlin followed him around a store. That spooked him, so he stopped hunting monsters. To this day, I don't know if he was messing with me. Is he trolling?
Seriously. I mean, she says to this day, I don't know if he was messing with... So clearly she didn't, like, there wasn't a second date, right?
No.
No.
But this is a very... You make a very Salt Lake point here. And I think the to this day is important because this is a small, small city for dating. And so, like, if you go out with someone once and you're left with questions about them or, like... this kind of unresolved stuff, chances are you actually could resolve it down the line because you absolutely will see that person again, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like you might even see them when you're on a different date with someone else and they're on a different date with someone else and you're sitting near each other in the same place, which absolutely happens. So it is possible that she saw him and was like, quick question, you still hunting vampires? Mm-hmm. And he was like, absolutely.
But to your question of whether he was trolling her, like... do you think that happens? Like, it's a test? Like,
well, I don't know, because personally, I have a very specific and dark sense of humor. But this is a long bit.
No, it's
yeah,
a long
this
bit.
Is a long
and, con. And usually there would be the pause and then the, no, I'm just messing with you. And
right.
everything would be fine. And clearly that didn't happen here.
Which is also the sign of a bad joke. If you have to follow your joke with, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You didn't nail it.
No, for sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Trolley Wing Company, though. Good place for a date. Do you think? Because I actually think on location, they nailed it.
Yeah, I think so. A producer of ours, it's one of his favorite places, goes there all the time. Can't say enough about it. I don't know if he's found love there, but yeah, I like that. I think that's a good idea, actually.
Do you have a favorite date spot in Salt Lake, Doug?
You know, one of my favorite date spots is Estee Pizza.
Oh, wow. That's cute.
First of all, I love just like New York style pizza. When we go to Estee, it's about cheese pizza. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the vibe. I like the kind of graffiti. There's something about it that just seems great. And now we don't invite anyone. It's just us. So yeah, kind of a dating spot.
Well, and like, I don't know. Romance, I feel like, should be simple and indulgent.
Mm-hmm.
And like a heavily greased triangle of cheese pizza is both of those things.
Absolutely. And you both eat it in the same way. You know, you do the New York fold. You fold it and let that grease pool in the center. That's love, you know?
Okay, bring us home with the last story.
All right. This is a good one, I think, because we've heard the awkward ones that didn't quite work out. This has a twist. I don't have any bad dating stories from Salt Lake City. In fact, I have the exact opposite. I moved to Salt Lake City from Ohio at the end of 2020. I still had Hinge downloaded on my phone, but told myself at the start of 2021, I would delete it. On New Year's Eve, 2020, I was alone, bored, stuck in my apartment because of the pandemic. So I decided to use Hinge for my last few hours of the year. And I matched with a guy named Nathan, who had moved to Salt Lake 6 months prior from Texas. We were both complete foreigners in Utah, and the isolation at that point of the pandemic delayed our ability to explore and connect with our new city. So we did apartment dates and lots of hikes until vaccinations became available and things opened up a bit more. I feel like there should be a drum roll right here or something. Here's the end, coming around. Now we are engaged. Happily living together in downtown Salt Lake City. And we both are daily CityCast Salt Lake listeners.
Oh, that's pandering.
It is pandering a bit, but let me finish. Thank you so much, this person says, for helping us find our home in this strange but wonderful little city.
Wow. Get that on the Visit Salt Lake website immediately.
I know, it's great.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. You know what I really love about this story is that people hate the apps and we talk smack on the apps, but sometimes you hear these like app dating success stories and they're hard to ignore.
Yeah. I mean, they still exist, right? I mean, they must be working. And in this case, it's great. It worked.
Right. It totally worked in the final hours of a terrible year, 2020.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. A silver lining moment from the pandemic.
Wow. We love it. Well, okay. Before I let you go, Doug, I know you're not a love doctor, but you are known for your wisdom. Do you have any parting thoughts for Salt Lake's Lonely Hearts?
I think I would say, based on the stories we've heard, like if you just map out the trajectory of all of them, disaster, 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 and then success. Here's my wisdom. Take it for what it's worth. Keep trying. It'll work eventually.
Doug Fabrizio, thank you so much.
Thank you, Allie.
All right, before we go, I've got one more story for you. This one arrived as a voicemail.
Hey, this is Chloe from Sugar House area. So I went on a date with a guy, first date, went well. So he invited me on a second date to come over to his house for a meat party that his roommates were hosting. And when I think of meat party, I think like charcuterie or maybe barbecuing because it was summer. So I was like, yeah, sure. I walk into the house and there are four people just standing around the counter in front of a bunch of canned meat. So we're talking like Bam, Vienna sausages, canned corned beef. I tried a canned quail egg. It was weird. I'm a very picky eater, so I did not participate very much. But the reason they were doing that was because his roommate's partner was going on a road trip and wanted to not bring a stove. So they were trying all of the potential foods he could eat throughout his road trip. Oddly enough, I was willing to give him a third date, but he was flaky, so it didn't actually work out. Well, thanks, y'all. Hope you don't have to eat canned meats on your next date. Bye.
That is all for us today here on CityCast Salt Lake. We love Doug and our friends at KUER, and they can't do what they do without community support. So if you love local news like we do, consider sustaining their reporting with a couple bucks a month. It keeps them in business, and you'll feel good about it. We will be back tomorrow morning with more from around this city. Farewell, Valentine. I love ya.